This gospel passage is one that sticks in my mind a lot because in 2002, I took a group of people, we went up to Toronto, and we saw the Holy Father, John Paul II, was there, and 2002, he was still alive, and it was World Youth Day. And the theme was, come and see. It was saying, Rabbi, where are you staying? Come and see. So it's this gospel passage that John Paul II wanted us to reflect on, and especially the youth. And so we did a lot of preparation for it. But one of the things that is important is that what we hear here is an invitation, Jesus, to be with him. So it's like, Master, where are you staying? What are you about? Where do you go? And his is saying, come and stay with me. And I think sometimes when we're dealing with faith, maybe even your children or other people, it can be like sort of an intellectual faith, like we're making a decision whether we believe this part of history or that part of history, or whether we have some interest in physics or math. It's sort of that way as it's a topic of discussion. But when you listen to Jesus, he invites you into a relationship with him. You have to come and stay with him for a while. And then you understand and believe and have this connection with Jesus. That's why it's hard for, I think, some people who think they were going to have faith by just saying they have faith. And I try to tell them, look, it's about living like a person of faith or living with Christ for a year or so. Then you come and see. Once you come and see, you come and see the truth of it. It's not just sort of like you're at a fork of a road and you're just going to decide, do I choose Jesus or I don't choose Jesus? When the young people asked Cardinal Bernardin about faith, how could they have faith? And he said, this is what I want you to do. He said, if you're serious about this, he said, I want you to, one, go to the same Mass for 3 months in a row. Every single week, no matter what happens in your life, you go to the same Mass with the same people every week. So you make that commitment. He says, and then the second thing you need to do is you need to go and volunteer somewhere like at the parish soup kitchen every single week for 3 months. Then come back and talk to me about what you experienced and the faith that you probably found. And he said that was the profound experience for these young people. That sitting there and having some sort of argument with your kids about what the truth of the church is doesn't often go anywhere. But having the invitation to live with Christ and as Christ in the world, then you begin to see the truth of it. That's why Christ says, come with me and see the truth of this.